This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Consumers could benefit if higher interest rates work and keep down inflation, but they do raise the cost of borrowing for not just companies, but humans. Here's Marketplace's Justin Ho.
The rate hikes would likely affect certain types of loans first, says Myra Rodriguez-Valladares at MRV Associates.
Consumer loans and credit cards are incredibly sensitive to interest rates, and so immediately consumers will feel it there.
Interest rates on long-term government bonds could also rise, says Nate Tobik at Complete Bank Data. That's likely to affect the cost of mortgages, home equity lines of credit, commercial loans.
As treasuries go up or down, all of those loans and benchmark rates that are tied to those treasury rates are also going to adjust.
That said, interest rates might not rise that much. Tobik says banks are flush with cash right now. People's savings have grown during the pandemic, and loan demand has fallen. As a result, he says banks might want to keep their interest rates competitive.
Any cash being lent is better than cash just sitting on the balance sheet.
And because banks have all that cash, Tobik says they aren't likely to raise rates they pay for savings accounts by much. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.